Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, very, very sexy people. Thanks for being with me tonight, guys, so we can create this awesome show for Conscious Creation while I'm gone. Okay, so this is all about the limiting definitions around five of the major words that we use in the creation process. And these words are power, commitment, joy, wholeness, and consciousness. Now, I would have thought God was in there somewhere, but consciousness is taking the place of God. So just know that when we talk about consciousness, we're talking about the limiting definitions of God also. So I want to start with power, and how I think we're going to do it tonight, and I didn't know it till this moment, is I'm going to talk about one word, and then if anybody has an insight or something to add about that word, then I want you to put your hand up, okay? So it's okay if you already have your hand up. There's only two people that do, which is fine. And I am going to both of you around power anyway. So this is what's come in about power so far. The belief that we can't be true divine love through being powerful. So power doesn't look like love, and love doesn't look like power. And those of you that have been watching the presidential debates, you can see that about what everybody is saying. Well, we want Obama to be, you know, more powerful. And because, you know, we don't think he's powerful enough to lead us if he doesn't look like the idea of power that we have. So that's where we're going to start the discussion around power. And I do have to kind of time this tonight because I want to get through the five words. We have to, the channel is saying, get through the five words. So I'm going to go to Vancouver. Do you have something to add about power? Is this Dawn? Or?
Yeah, it's Dawn, and I thought I'm calling in about commitment. So, well, okay.
Hang on.
What I think, and then you'll see if maybe it is power, and I think it's commitment.
Okay, or maybe we're combining the two. So go ahead. Tell me you were going
to. I've had the sense that my definition of commitment is limited because I had something come through that I wanted or thought I wanted, and it was to do with channeling, and then it was like, holy smokes, this is too scary and weird. I don't want this. And
okay,
then I shut it down.
What was scary and weird about it?
Oh, the control. It was, oh, gosh.
Well, you're not being clear with me.
I just realized I felt I wasn't in control.
Okay.
I committed to doing this process where I set myself aside, you
uh-huh.
know, right brain, bring it through. And when it happened, I thought, well, hell, this, I can't control this.
Well, that is about power.
Okay.
Because the power that you claimed and created scared the shit out of you.
Okay.
And that's exactly. So if you're going to commit to something, guys, and this is where the two of them come together. So maybe I'm just throwing my idea out the door right now, I think. Where the two of them come together is we say in the work, you have to choose and then you have to commit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're afraid of your power,
mm,
and you're going to go, my God, if I create five jobs and I create all this money and I create this miraculous healing in my body, I'm going to be too powerful and that's going to be too weird and scary, then you can't really commit, can you?
Yeah, and I have to admit that what everything that you've manifested, it just gives me huge anxiety to imagine being in
okay.
your life. It just scares the hell out of me.
Okay, so we're going to why it scares the hell out of you, okay? Because this is for everybody around power. Because ultimately, that's what you're all asking us for, guys, is move me into my power.
Yeah.
All right? And then we go, holy hell, don't take me too far.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Give me this a little tiny, tiny teaspoon of
yeah,
power.
Yeah, well,
that's
it doesn't work that way. So let's find out why power scares the hell out of us. The first thing I'm hearing is because other people will judge us. Mm. So judgment. I'm trying to write and channel and everything else at the same time. And if other people judge us, then we will judge ourselves. So it's self-judgment and judgment by our peers, by society, blah, blah, blah. Okay?
Yeah.
So that, again, deep-seated in religion, and judgment, well, and judgment, okay, judgment from our own consciousness, a.k.a. God. So if we are all-powerful, we will be judged by the Almighty itself.
Oh.
Which, interestingly enough, is our consciousness. So we will be the gods of us, judging the gods of us, which you just explained really clearly, Dawn. I did it. I committed to it, and then it scared the hell out of me, and I pulled my commitment back.
Yeah.
And they're saying, welcome to, oh, my God, I did it, and now I can't do it. And I have it, and now I don't have it. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's how power and commitment go together. I'm done here. I'm going to the next call around power. Thanks.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Okay, I'm going to New York. Hello, Oneota. You're on the air. New York, 607. Come on, or I've got to move on. Yes, it's you. Speak up. You've got your hand up, New York. Cell phone. Okay, I got to move on. Sorry. Okay, I'm going to Jennifer.
Yeah, hi, Dee.
Hi.
When you were talking about Obama, what struck me, this is in regards to power, is that the head of government, so the Prime Minister of Australia, is a woman. And so then what I saw was the whole issue around being powerful for women. And so that's what I really wanted to discuss. But, of course, then I started...
Well, I think that's really up right now because, as you know, everything we're doing is being called the masculine, feminine, and child balance is being called, and that true creation, powerful creation, can't happen without the masculine, feminine, and child being in balance. Now, what you have with Obama, who Obama really is a balance of masculine, feminine, and child energy. That's a true statement. What we're used to seeing and believing is that the energy of power has to look more like what Governor Romney is putting
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Okay? And so women who go into power try to bring out more of the masculine so that they can be more accepted.
Yeah.
But in truth, there has to be a balance all the time going on, and it doesn't look like anything, guys. It can look like everything. It can look like me, okay, who's funny and sexy and swears a little bit and is somewhat irreverent, but is, I'm checking this, yes, in balance of masculine, feminine, and child energy. And it can look like the monk who sits on top of the hill, and it can look like the Baptist preacher. It doesn't have a look to it, but it has, this is the highest word, guys, authenticity. Authenticity. And that means you are, hold on, I'm checking it, true to yourself.
Dee, in the past, I've been very nervous of my own power because I've, as a child, I felt like I burned people up. And somebody said to me, an older friend said to me recently when she first met me, she, I'll say depressed, I don't think that was the word she used, but upset her in some way. And so I've been, this in the last few days, so I've been mulling over it. And what I actually came to is essentially that's her choice. And that, but what I finally came to was that to, for me to make a choice to let my power manifest in any given moment in a way that sort of honours the person I'm with, like honours yes. me too, but is acceptable to the person I'm with, not overwhelming.
Well, I think even further, Jennifer, what it's mirroring is the little part of you that's still afraid that
yeah.
you're not going to be accepted.
Yeah.
So, guys, what that means is we are holding the perception, right, that the world is not going to accept us in our power. And as long as we have that perception, then we will attract people who mirror that back to us. For example, I was speaking to a woman today that I'm thinking about working with around booking people in venues. You know, I want to get out. I want to speak more. I want to teach more workshops. And she looked at all my stuff and she said, "My God, Dee, you are so authentic. I don't think people are ready for your power."
Yeah.
Those were the very words that she said to me. And I said, and I think that's a belief, because I know from my channel that the people who are authentically powerful are the people who are going to fly in 2013. And the people who are still doing the same old information, "I'll do it for you, all you have to do is sit in the room and be quiet," bullshit stuff, are going to fall away. It's old energy. You know, it's not going to work in 2013. So right now, what we've put together is authentically powerful and knowing that the world is ready for us to be so. So everybody come together with me. We're claiming the symbol I Am Divine Love around that. And we are saying to the ionospheres, to all energy, to the Force, God, Atman, Buddha, and our own consciousness, bounce that back to me all the time. Confirm that for me all the time. And so it is. Thanks, Jennifer. Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Dee.
Okay. I'm going... Okay, I'm going to try one more time. They're telling me to go back to Oneata, New York. It's a cell phone. Are you there? Hello. I can hear you. Are you there?
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, who is this?
Okay, I'm going to try one more time. They're telling me to go back to
Oneata. Okay, I've got to move on. All right. Well, we're still on power, but I'm not sure we're not bringing other stuff in. Hi, is this 040766 number?
It's Corinne.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Hello. I'm good, thanks.
Good. Nice to hear your voice.
What's come up for me with the power is the fear of misusing power, as in manipulating it just
yes.
for my selfish benefit.
Okay. Did you hear, I do so much stuff with you guys, I think it was last Thursday's show, about serving yourself, and the statement from the channel that said, when we serve ourselves and create joy for ourselves, that's the highest way we can serve the world and the one. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did hear that.
Okay.
It doesn't quite feel like that, though. It feels like there is an underhanded, just me, 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 and the other has to, like, there's no benefit for the other. The other has to suffer or give something in order for me to.
Can you see all the religious training in that?
Oh, it seems.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Catholic coming out.
Give up yourself. Give up yourself. You know, you're not even worthy to sit at my feet. Give up yourself. Spend your life in service to others. That's the only way to get to heaven. Come on. That's age-old religion. And it's still ingrained in us. So all the work that we're doing tonight, guys, is for all of our energy from all dimensions, including ionospheres and genetic, our cellular makeup, including our brain, because we're telling our brain realign with the truthful and authenticity that's coming through tonight. So let me ask you something, Corrine, my beautiful person.
Uh-huh.
If you direct everything through divine love, can it be selfish and can you hurt other people?
No.
Okay, but my pendulum is saying we have a belief that we still can. That even when our intention is to do it through divine love, we can screw people over.
Yeah, I can feel that resonating.
Okay, well, let's choose a different belief and a different perspective. Because when you direct everything through divine love, you are literally bringing in, you can call it Christ consciousness, you can call it love consciousness, you can call it the highest good, whatever that is. When you direct through divine love, it's divine love for all energy. Now, giving yourself up is what we've been taught is divine love. And that's a really limiting definition.
Yeah.
So I want you all to ask yourselves right now, are you ready, willing, and able in this hour to know and be the God of you that knows that when you direct through divine love, it's for the highest good of all energy, the one energy, the world, the atmosphere, everything. So I commit to that.
So do I.
Okay, good. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all of that. And it is my clear intention and commitment to know that when I direct divine love and I direct everything through divine love, it is for my highest good and the highest good of all energy that exists and is coming forward. So it is. Okay, good.
Great.
So again,
you
see, around power, we've got authentically, when we are authentically divine love, and committed to being the channel of that, that's power. Okay?
Yes.
Am I moving on? I'm moving on to another word. Thank you, darling.
No, thank you, Dee.
Okay, so, well, we're going on with commitment now because they want us to put commitment and power together. So, Carmen, I think you're up.
Okay, that's funny that commitment ends up on me because that has been my one stopping point, the lack of commitment. And when you first started talking about words being together, commitment and power were definitely intertwined or almost interchangeable in that with commitment comes power. And
yes,
with lack of commitment, you're powerless.
And with power comes commitment.
that one doesn't feel as true.
Okay, well, can I use my power to walk across the room and open the door if I don't commit to it?
I would say that physically, yeah, I could walk across the room, but I guess...
Not without using my power of physically getting up and walking across.
Okay. Okay, in that sense, yes. I guess I think of them more as esoterical, not actual physical powers, you know?
Okay, so let's find out where we're
going on this, because the commitment to me, when I don't commit, it's almost like that is intertwined with joy. So I don't know if I'm misguided, but by not committing and locking myself in, I feel joyful, which is, seems odd.
Okay, so this is the highest place. Oh, this resonates a lot to me. So, in other words, Carmen, can we be freedom in commitment?
Yes, exactly. Oh, my God, that's it. Oh. Can you be freedom? And it is about freedom.
Now, I'll tell you a funny story, because this is how it shows up in my life. This is why I've been out of harmony with doing TV. Because
yeah.
of TV, they don't like you to change any words. They want you to say it exactly as it's written. They just want you to kind of come in and do the scene the way the regulars want you to do it. And that isn't creative for me.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I feel like I'm put in a straitjacket.
Oh, my God, that's so funny that you say that. That's how I feel as I go to an office every day. I feel like I'm in a straitjacket or like a caged bird that shouldn't be caged, because the freedom has been removed, hence the joy.
Okay, so what the channel is saying then is, can we commit to the freedom within commitment?
Exactly.
And that's power.
Say it again. I'm sorry. Commit to the freedom.
When we commit to the freedom within commitment, we create power.
Yes, that does make sense, and then it does jive.
Of course it does, because
yeah.
we commit to what we choose, and then we have the freedom of all the creation with ourselves and with the one, and that's power.
Right. Oh, my God, it feels so good.
So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all of that. Whoa. That was a biggie. Thank you for bringing that in.
Sure. That was big for me, too. Thank you.
I hope this echo goes away. I hope you guys aren't hearing it. Okay, we're going to Tasha. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. Hi. What keeps coming up for me in terms of commitment is that I keep going to that place of, okay, yes, I'm committed. And then poop shows up, as you say. And then I sort of fall out of my commitment because I think, oh, I created poop, so I must not be in my power.
Oh, good question. Okay, guys... oftentimes when we commit, this is the highest understanding in place, yes. And Neil Donald Walsh talks a lot about this. A lot of times when we commit, we will attract, because we haven't quite committed all the way, we will attract things to test us so that we can go, no, damn it, I'm doing this. Okay, so
yeah.
that's when the poop is showing up, so that Tasha can go, wow, there's a little part of me, obviously, that's not committed all the way, because the commitment, when I'm authentic and putting it through divine love, creates power, and it creates the freedom for me to create. Do you understand?
I think I do.
In other words, if the poop shows up, go, hi, poop, sorry, I've totally committed.
Okay.
No, I'm serious, because
yeah.
that's what's holding the focus is all about. So whether the poop shows up or the manifestation isn't in the right time that you perceived,
mm-hmm.
or less than you had envisioned, that just means you have to get clearer around your commitment and hold it.
Right. Hold it while it's not still there. Have faith.
Well, yeah, you guys know you've got to create it. You've got to feel it. You've got to experience it before it shows up.
Right.
That's where you create it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else? So basically what you brought in for us is that we have to hold the focus on our commitment in order to be the power of authenticity that we are. And we have to authentically be powerful in order to commit and hold our focus. So they're showing me the infinity symbol, you know, the side words 8.
Yeah.
The two are so intertwined that they dovetail in and out of each other. Okay. All right. We're done. We're going on to the word joy. We're going on to joy now. So please, anybody that has anything to add about joy, please press star 2. Thank you, Tasha.
Thank you. Can I?
Oh, hard.
I
sorry.
Actually,
Go ahead.
About joy, I remember talking to you before, and I'm kind of having trouble stepping into my joy or finding my joy.
No, I get no, you're not having trouble stepping into it. You haven't stepped into it because you don't choose it.
Oh, crap. Okay.
You just don't say, I'm going to be joy, period. And I'm committing to that. So I don't have to have a reason to be joy. I'm just going to get up and be joy.
Oh, God, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yes,
you have
darling.
To be it before it shows up.
Yes, darling, you got it. The light bulb just went on, yep.
Oops. Okay, thanks.
Awesome. Thank you. A lot of people needed to hear that reminder. All right, Jean, we're on to joy. Of course, other stuff may come
in. Hello.
Hi.
Without joy, you can't do. You can't have power, and you can't commit, and you can't be whole, and you can't work with consciousness.
That's right.
I know that, for example, I got real nervous last night before the debate. And at 3:30 in the morning, I woke up with it, feeling very nauseated, really upset.
Oh, seriously?
Seriously. Could have been something I ate. Anyway, I turned over and I said, this is ridiculous. This man is everything. He is masculine, feminine, and child. And I fell back to sleep.
Good.
And this morning, upon finally getting myself together, I realized I was in a mood. I was in a Scorpio mood. I had no joy, and I said, to hell with the Scorpio mood. Where is the joy? The joy,
well,
I brought it in, and I was back to me.
Yes. Yeah, because that is authentically who we are when we're in power. When
yes.
we are in, and that's why you love watching little kids. They're powerful.
Yeah.
And that's why we all keep trying to say, you can't do this, and you can't do this, and you can't do this, because it takes their power away from them so that we can control them, which is the problem with our educational system, if you ask me, being a former teacher.
That makes two of us.
So, yes, without joy, none of the other words fall into place in their highest definition. That's true. And thank you. That's what you were supposed to bring in. So
my pleasure.
We're starting it from the top and then getting discernment down, I think. Thanks, baby cakes.
Anytime.
Okay, we're going to Anne. Hi, you're on.
Hi. Joy is my path. All I need to do is follow it. It's pretty been my mantra for years. And when I took Access, I found I was a 3-year-old, and I actually skipped around Vancouver Island with joy. And for some reason now I'm getting a knot in my stomach, and I'm having trouble you, well, contacting the joy. One day I'll be up and skipping and singing zippity-doo-dah, and then the next day I get a pit in my stomach and my solar plexus just wants to contract, and I don't know what's going on.
Okay. We're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Did I hear the highest thing? I heard the highest thing, and then I think they're going to take us to the sheets. That somehow there's a belief there, Anne, that joy and power don't go together. And you're moving into your a lot more power. And again, it's not the way we think power is supposed to look. Kids are the most powerful energy on earth because they're just pure joy until we try to socialize them and put them into what we think it should look like. So now, yes, I'm going to the sheets, first sheet, second sheet. Oh, third sheet. That surprises me. 1 through 5, 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, this came up in a private today, the last private, so this doesn't surprise me. I direct, so everybody's doing this now, stay conscious. I direct my pituitary and pineal glands to open wide and receive all the light and all the knowledge. That, they're saying, is pure joy and power, authenticity, and that's what will allow you to make a total commitment. When your pituitary and pineal glands are totally open in receiving all light and all knowledge, then you stay in your knowing. Then you are in joy, committing to joy, committing to divine love, and as powerful as a child. And you know we've talked a lot about the power of naivete and the power of being a child, right? They just
say
what they want.
I'm totally willing to be the three-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, be the three-year-old, but also, and know that the three-year-old accept the power of the three-year-old.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to skip around and be authentic. That may be all I need to do is to spread joy, but it's hard to do when I can't find it.
Oh, okay. Again, guys, everybody listen. Take a breath and listen. Joy is not something you find. Joy is something that you choose you are.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say it again. Joy is not something you find. It is who you choose you are. So I am joy.
I am joy.
Okay. Right. And because I am joy, and because I hold the perspective that I am joy, then I see joy everywhere in my life. And that,
I like that.
Is
yeah,
powerful.
I like that. Yeah, I get that. That really resonates. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
And then I guess I also feel very much that along with the joy, I'm here to give love.
Well, and again, they're showing me the infinity symbol. Joy is inherently connected to love, and love is inherently connected to joy.
Yeah,
you
that's
don't
exactly
look at
what I,
it's
yeah.
It's impossible to look at something you love
without joy.
That's a true statement, because even what flashed across my consciousness was when one of our loved ones dies.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mental mind came in and said, well, yeah, that's not very joyful.
Oh, it is.
But it's the loss of the illusion of the loss of love and the joy that we had with that person.
Yeah, I have a connection with my very good friend who died. And she came to me in a dream, and whenever I'm needing, she took me through the forest and into this tent, and the tent was empty, and I looked at her, and she was beautiful, and she was just, you know, and I got that her whole life, as painful as it seemed to be, I got the beauty of it, and she came to show me that all this is an illusion.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
That we have everything we need inside of us. Yeah. So, I really get that. I have a lot of people that have passed on that I feel are very definitely with me as spirits now.
So get her message, Anne. I want you to really get it. It's who you are.
Who I am.
Right?
Joy.
So quit looking for joy, and the knot in your stomach goes away because you're already it.
Yeah, because it's all around finances and trying to do something with it. And I get that there's nothing I have to do, and I'm creating it for something. So just be joy, right?
Yes, and the other thing they're bringing in, guys, is if you really, really want to create with your commitment and your power, feel joy around everything you are wanting to create. It's so important to feel the love and the excitement and the joy. Wow, I don't know how the hell you're going to do it, universe, but I can't wait to find out and watch the magic, right?
Yeah, well, I just rented a room out in my condo in California with Joy, and it just finalized. And my goal was to do it with ease, joy, and glory, and I get that my purpose there is to create a harmonious place for people to live. And so I do work with Joy a lot, and that's why this little piece kind of got me out, and that really, really helps. Just be
great.
It. And when I go into my sacred chamber, and the little three-year-old is always doing fun things. I mean, she was decorating for Christmas, so she's just a three-year-old, and she's a divine guide.
Well,
so thank
you. You know what? I think my three-year-old probably meets up with your three-year-old, because I could say that, you know, there's nothing I like better than a good party or Christmas.
and I don't decorate for Christmas. So when I went into the heart chamber and found her decorating it for Christmas, and then, or she'll wave from Santa's sleigh, or she's up on a cloud. I mean, I just never quite know where I'm going to find her, but she brings joy every time I do. So yes, thank you.
Well,
thank
so,
you so much.
Yeah, you bet. And that little girl is within you, so that's who you are.
Oh, and I used to feel embarrassed, and then went to one of the conferences, and my roommate was says, you know, you should see your face when you're skipping around holding Jesus' hand as your three-year-old. And that's what I was doing up in Vancouver, literally skipping on the street and skipping with people.
Yeah,
and
I love
it.
Listen, the last time I went through an international airport, my daughter looked at me and she said, I dare you to do a cartwheel, and I did.
Okay, you and my three-year-old would get along just great.
There you go. Thanks for calling, honey.
To the airport.
Thanks, baby. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're still on joy. I don't get it, but they're bringing other stuff in about it, so we're hanging with the channel. Jennifer Bloom, you're on.
Yeah, thanks again, Dee. What you've spoken about has changed this a bit, but what came up when you first mentioned it was guilt around how can I be joyful when people around me are unhappy?
Okay, because you're not responsible for whether they're happy.
Yeah.
They're responsible for whether they're happy. And this is why you brought it in, because there is still a lot of definition around joy that suffering is joy. Oh,
yeah.
me gapa, you know?
Yeah.
That whole, if I struggle and I writhe and I cringe, you know, that is going to create life after death and happiness and fulfillment for me. Again, you know, so much of these limited definitions are based in old religion.
So Dee, sorry.
You know, if you go down and you fall out of joy, is that going to help anybody else create more joy?
No.
Okay.
But it's like what I got is I don't know, universal commitment to struggle or something, and the joy is essentially how wicked are you because we've all said we're going to struggle.
Well, yes, because the joy is finally in releasing the struggle.
Yeah.
But you see, if we can't get joy without releasing struggle, then we have to continually take ourselves back into struggle. And that's what most of us are doing with money.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm free for a month. Oh, shit. Now I'm in the toilet again and I don't have enough. But I can climb my way out. I know I can. Right? So we've got to get past and just choose and commit to authentically living in glorious power that's consistently ease and effortlessness and joy. So
beautiful.
We're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all of that. That's our commitment. And now we're done with joy. Thank you for bringing that back in.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay. What word am I going to? We're going to wholeness. Hold on. I'm writing it down. Wholeness. Because, as you know, in the work, this year, we went from balancing to claiming the wholeness. So we better be really clear about what we mean when we talk about wholeness. Okay, who's on? Oh, did I bring you back on, Jennifer?
No, I didn't put my hand down.
Okay. Okay. San Antonio, Texas, you're on. Hello, San Antonio. Got your hand up.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Wholeness is just throwing me off. I was ready for joy, but wholeness, I have no clue what I think wholeness is.
Well, you tell me what you were bringing in about joy.
Actually, the definition of what the definition between joy and happiness is. They seem the same definition-wise, but energetically they seem different.
Okay, explain.
Joy,
I got it.
Have a higher vibration than happiness.
Higher vibration, no.
It feels, there's a difference there that I can't, that's why I'm having trouble with the definition, what the difference is between joy and happiness. They seem different.
Okay, and what the channel is saying, that's why you called.
yes, because I've been having trouble with joy.
Joy and happiness are exactly the same vibration.
They are?
Yes, exactly. And if you're separating them, then you're falling out of wholeness. So when we're claiming the wholeness, oh, God bless it. I didn't get this until this moment. This is great. When we're claiming the wholeness around any subject, we're claiming total joy and happiness around whatever it is that we're talking about.
Total joy and happiness, but they mean the same thing?
Yes, that joy and happiness
are the
wholeness, right, is the one vibration of wholeness.
Yeah, I get that now. 1 + 1 = 2.
So we can't be joyful without being happy. We can't be happy without being joyful. And we can't move into wholeness around anything without experiencing the oneness of joy, happiness, happiness, joy.
Okay, I get it now. Because I can say, I can feel happy, but I can never feel joyful, but that's not true.
It is true. You have separated them.
Yeah, sorry, just my mind is making it not true, but it's not really true.
Well, you know what they say, get out of your mind. The answers are not in your mind. Get out of your mind.
Yeah, we have to be out of our mind in order to be
in your heart.
Clear.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you've heard the channel say a million times, your only purpose on this earth is to be in joy and be happy. And last Thursday's show, the more you serve yourself and create happiness for yourself, the more you serve the one. Because we're all one energy, guys. So anything that creates joy and happiness for us creates more joy and happiness within the whole. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So wholeness is joy and happiness. Highest, most correct, most complete. Am I adding anything to that? Wow. That just blows my mind. That we've gone from balance to wholeness, and wholeness is just simply accepting the joy and happiness about it all being done. That's beautiful, huh?
Oh, yes. I get it.
Oh, my goodness. Just beautiful. Thank you for that. Thank you for calling in, darling.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, Susan, I think this is you.
Yeah, it's me.
Hi. Okay, we're going to consciousness.
Oh. Okay.
Just tell me what you were calling to say, and I'll be able to put it together.
Well, I had a couple things, actually.
Okay, go.
Okay, one was this thing that I pick up. I read Dr. Wayne Dyer's stuff, and let me just read these three sentences here. It says, stay present every second, every minute, every hour. Every day of your life is full of fresh, present moments of infinite value. You won't find God yesterday or tomorrow. Your source is always only now, only here now.
Well, sure. And the way we say it is, the only moment you create in is right now. He's saying the same thing in different words. So let's just put that together. It's possible to be in power if you're not in this moment. No. It's possible to commit if you're not committing to this moment. No. It's possible to be in joy if you are not in this moment. No. It's possible to be wholeness if you're not in this moment. No. It's possible to be conscious if you're not in this moment. No. So, yippee, we knew this, but do you see the enormity of staying in the moment?
Exactly.
If you're looking at the past or the present, guys, and I've done webinars on this. If you're looking at the past or the future, you are not in the present. The only moment you create is this moment. So in this moment now, are you power? In this moment now, are you commitment? Are you holding your focus? Are you in joy? Are you whole because you know that you're joy and happiness? Are you in this moment in your consciousness of your I Am presence?
Yes, being consciously aware. I just wrote a blog about that. Something that just dawned on me, just hit me like a ton of bricks, and I just became totally conscious of what the hell I was doing.
Well, yes, and that's when you are absolutely conscious in every moment, you are consciously creating. Ergo, the name of my first book.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. But you move out of consciousness and therefore creating in the moment when you do not stay in the moment and are conscious of it.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
I have a book called Looking for Laura.
Well, have you written this book yet?
I'm started it. Yeah, I've already.
Okay,
written,
so you haven't written it. And what the channel is telling
it's not completed.
The channel is telling me there's some commitment that's falling out. And it's because you are not consciously staying in the moment with the book.
Okay.
So what that means is the channel is saying, we don't give a damn if you write every day, but when you write, you must be fully present and conscious in your channel. Now, I want to talk about that for a minute. Conscious in your channel. You see, I'm in the channel right now, and there is no time I am more ultra-conscious than when I'm channeling. But when I'm channeling, I get out of the way and allow all information to come through, which is empowering once you trust it.
So, because when I write, you know, it's like I'm being told, you know, I get the ideas and I write them down and I'm totally, you know, conscious of what I'm doing and it's channeled. But
Okay,
I don't understand.
So
what you...
hang on, because it keeps going to a no, and I want to find out why, because this is for everybody. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, and you know that just means there's a piece of information we need. We're going to the sheets, first sheet, second sheet, and we're going to the genetic list. This is for everybody about why we fall out of consciousness. Okay? Going here, 1 through 5. Okay, it's genetic divine right destiny. I'm going to a core belief, this page, here, 1 through 5, 1, 2, 3. Okay, as it's written, it's, I don't think I have enough energy to do that, this. Those aren't the highest correct words. I don't think I have enough power to do this. And what is this? I don't have enough power to stay consciously in my channel. Highest, most correct, most complete, yes. I don't think I have enough power to stay consciously in my channel. And what is our highest divine right destiny? To know we're God. So basically, genetically, what we've been passed down is I don't, oh gosh, the fax is going off and I don't know how to turn it off. Okay, so what we have then is we've been passed down, I don't have enough power to consciously stay in the channel of the God that I am. And so I cannot meet my divine right destiny of being God.
Is that kind of like doubting yourself? Like,
well, sure, any time you doubt, you're out of the channel, because the channel knows. The channel knows everything, and you are the channel. So you
right.
know everything, but it's your mind, not your brain, but your mind
right.
that has limited you and creates you falling out from that.
Oh, it's like that teacher that told me I couldn't write because I had no talent.
Exactly. And so there's still a little bit of part of your mind that keeps hearing that teacher, baby. Like all of us, we hear the limiting voices instead of the empowering voice of our own God.
Because I know I can do this, you know.
You are doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's just, I'm doing it.
Just stay in the channel.
Okay.
Stay in the channel of the God that you are. I'm telling you, you're doing it, Susan. You can do it. You're talented. This is your opportunity to practice your own consciousness. So when you leave the moment, you leave practicing being in your consciousness, and you drop out of the channel, and then you question the God that you are. So
yeah,
our limiting, you see, our limitation around the word of consciousness is that we have to remain in a mental state to be conscious instead of going into the channel where all consciousness is. And that's how we're limiting it. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Can I say one tiny little bit thing more about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, quickly.
Real, yes. I don't. Did you get the email that I just sent you a little bit ago?
No, baby, I haven't.
Okay. Well, it's two reviews that you know, newspapers reviews of my book. And
so
I
that's
thought, okay,
your
business. Yeah, this is playing as if it's already done. So I wrote these two little book reviews of, you know, from two different newspapers, and I'm like, okay, it's done. So I'm playing like a little kid, and I figured that's, you know, that's the best way just to let go and let all that other crap out and just, you know.
I get a yes on that. I get a yes on that. So take your
like,
little kid
yeah.
into the consciousness of the channel and live
yeah,
there.
Yeah, just let my little kid do the writing.
Yes.
Just go, woo, let's
yep.
go.
Because, you know, that naivete, guys, of a little child is a powerful part of your creation. Kids feel. They don't just say the words. They feel the words that they claim. Do you understand? And that's what we have to do more of. Thanks for your call, sweetheart. Okay, Tennessee, you're on, and we got to make it quick. Are you there? Did I lose you? Ah, where'd you go? All right, I'm going to try New York one more time. It's a cell phone in New York, 607-287. You're on the air right now. Are you there?
And we got to make it quick. Are you there? Did I lose you? Where'd you go? All right, I'm going to try New York.
Okay, well, you see, they're on the air.
I'm in New York, 607-287. You're on the air right now.
Let's see if they pick up, and if not, we're going to close the show. All righty, I'm taking her off. Okay, there's something else that the channel wants to bring in about, well, this is interesting, the wholeness of all the words that we looked at tonight. And I'm going to the sheets, first sheet, second sheet, third sheet. Good grief, the fourth sheet? All righty then, hang on, I've got to get there. Oh, beautiful, you guys. You know what it is? I am complete. I am complete. So please join me in knowing and claiming and committing to the wholeness, the power, the joy, and the consciousness that we are complete in the gods we are. And so it is. Wow. My God, this hour just flew by. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me tonight. Thank you for your support and your love. My heart will be with you while I am in Bulgaria. And put your arms around me, send me your light, be with me, because I'll sure be with you. Love you all. Good night.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.